I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. There's a great revival happening in the already busy Quad Cities craft brewing scene. Even in the midst of the COVID pandemic, several small, passionate craft breweries have opened this year. Since the spring, breweries have opened in Geneseo, Bettendorf, and Davenport. Great Revivalist Brew Lab in Geneseo took over the building formerly occupied by Lionstone Brewing, and owner Richard Schwab plans to revive the former Great River Brewery on East 2nd Street in Davenport as Great Revivalist Brewery early next year. He bought the businesses in March and has been happy with how Geneseo has been received, with a new outdoor patio and elevated deck. Schwab has worked with master brewers from Great River Brewery, which closed after the flood in the spring of 2019.
Let me tell you, I love brewing beer. I love the experiments. I love sitting there and taking something that's nothing and then making it into something that tastes delicious. I wanted to take the risk, and I did, and I think that it'll pay off. Right now, we're doing excellent with just an enormous support of the local community. Enormous. I mean, from government to the police to the everyday, my regulars that come in here, it's just been hands down a very welcoming experience for us.
The Geneseo Brew Lab offers 24 taps with an experimental edge to the beers, as well as sodas, seltzers, and ciders. With 7 3.5-barrel tanks, it takes a creative approach. It also has a 2-barrel pilot system for small adventurous brews and allows the general public to come in and make their own, which is unique in the area. In addition to the beer, Great Revivalist is a full restaurant, including favorites such as Woodfire Pizza, Mac and Cheese, Mango Heat Poutine, and Mahi Tacos. Well, since the QC Ale Trail was announced in May of 2019, 5 new local breweries have been added to that dozen. Midwest Ale Works in East Moline, Great Revivalist, Twin Span Brewing and Adventurous Brewing in Bettendorf, and Stombox Brewing in downtown Davenport, next to Front Street Brewery on East River Drive. Visit Quad Cities organized the QC Ale Trail, announcing it at Bettendorf's Five Cities Brewing last year, unveiling the new effort, website, map, and logo. The QC growth reflects a nationwide craft beer boom, which has seen nearly a doubling of the number of craft breweries since 2015 to more than 8,200 in 2019, according to the National Brewers Association. U.S. beer volume sales fell 2% last year, whereas craft sales continue to grow at a rate of 4%, reaching 13.6% of the U.S. beer market. Dave Harrell, head of Visit Quad Cities, says craft beer growth is a great way to distinguish the area as a place to live, work, and play.
What's been great to see, at least during the time that we launched the Ale Trail to kind of where we are now, is just the product that's coming out of our craft brewers. I think it's phenomenal, and I think people in the Quad Cities are gravitating towards it, and it's incredibly, you know, creative and very different, you know, depending on where you are and who you're connected to. But what I probably really love the most is that sense of community. I think that's probably the biggest competitive advantage and thing that's drawn, I think, Visit Quad Cities to the industry, has been just the culture that's tied to craft beer.
Harold says these local businesses are incredibly important to economic development and tourism, creating an inviting sense of place.
What's great about the craft scene is, to me, it's the people that are making them thrive. And anywhere you go, whether you're in Illinois or Iowa, they all have something authentic to offer. When you're in there, you kind of feel this sense of place. You feel like a sense of comfort. And the product that they're putting out, I just think is tremendous. And I would stack it up against, you know, anyone.
Visit Quad Cities recently created a new Facebook page for the Ale Trail. Initially, the passport program was printed, and they invested in technology where you can get e-stamped for the passport on your mobile device. At each brewery, you get a stamp, and after 4 locations, you get an Ale Trail bottle opener. Visit all the locations and earn a QC Ale Trail pint glass. And for more information, visit qcaletrail.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.